have no sponsors. This is a just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
We talked with several doctors to find out more about what makes for a great doctor, and it is not your medical school grades. If you finish medical school and complete a residency program at a good hospital, you should not have any problem finding work as a physician. There are plenty of unconventional applicants for medical school that follow different paths to becoming doctors. Many prospective doctors also go to medical school in places like Boston, then stay, leading to an oversupply of doctors. In Canada, future doctors also have to get their bachelor's degrees before attending medical school, and then tend to go on to residency programs that last between 2 and 5 years. In summary, if you want to be a physician in the U.S., you must first take a 4-year bachelor's program, then go on to attend medical school for 4 years, and once you are done, you will spend anywhere from 3 to 7 years as a resident, depending on your chosen specialization. If you wish to be a doctor, the planning and preparation should begin very early in your life, no later than high school. If you are serious about becoming a doctor, you will be doing yourself a great favor by getting concentrated during your high school years. Becoming a doctor is certainly not for everyone. Getting accepted to medical school is truly challenging, and even once you are in, there is a ton of training that needs to be completed. As long as you are not just taking a break, but instead are getting ready for a future career as a physician, taking a gap year should not harm your chances of getting into medical school. If you are coming out of high school or college and considering pursuing a different career, committing yourself to one vocation may seem intimidating, especially one that requires just as much preparation as becoming a physician. You do not need to decide early in college that you want to become a doctor, because you will be taking a lot of pre-med courses by their junior year, which makes studying for a medical school entrance test much easier. If you have a lower GPA in science or are not in a pre-med program at the university, you may be able to raise your science GPA in a year or two, and complete the required courses to get into med school. You will need to take the first portion of the third year in this program, which tests you in medical principles. You must choose a major between your third and fourth years of medical school, but should have your options narrowed earlier, so that you can focus on what types of courses and clinical jobs interest you. If you are interested in practicing primary care in a high-need region of the country, you may want to sign up for NHSC's Student Loan Payment to Serve program, which pays students up to $120,000 during their last year of medical school in return for pledging after residency to work in a region that is not served by healthcare providers. Perhaps you participate in the loan forgiveness program during your final year of medical school, so that you can practice family medicine without incurring debt. With some family medical programs offering pathways for doctors to complete med school and residency in just 6 years, students who go into these programs may be able to lower their med school debt and make more money faster while spending less time in residency. Other students who are inclined toward research may also choose to pursue a PhD in a science-related field before applying to medical school, adding as much as 5 years to their path toward becoming a doctor. Students who want to enter a med school. Some colleges, such as JIPMER, have to conduct their entrance exams themselves, without going the NEET exam route. In India, around 12,000 professionals earn around 12 MD degrees in one typical year. For example, a doctor is one of the best paid mainstream jobs, with an average salary in the US and Canada around $200,000 $300K a year. Overall, according to Medscape's physician pay report from 2021, the median physician salary is $242,000 annually for a primary care doctor, and $344,000 for a specialist. Data from ZipRecruiter indicates that in 2018, the median salary for an attending doctor was $224,190, with the highest salaries being in the $397,000 range and lowest being $23,500. Over a lifetime, general practitioners doctors on average would make more than $6.5 million, whereas specialists would do considerably better, earning $10 million during their careers, according to Medscape.
The median physician salary has increased by 3.8%, on average, from 1 year ago through 2021, according to the Doximity study, which included responses from over 40,000 U.S. physicians who responded in the previous year. You could earn as much as $450,000 per year as a physician, and your earning potential could rise further if you are a surgeon or working in another high-demand specialty. Doctors who are exceptional at a given medical care specialty, such as radiology, cardiology, or oncology, for instance, and have a record of getting new patients, may see their annual earnings significantly boost. A cardiologist who spreads their wings and provides services beyond seeing cardiac patients can make significantly more money. In large metro areas such as Boston, ranked as one of the least paid cities in the country for doctors, the country has a higher concentration of medical schools and academic medical centers. A career in medicine, whether as a primary care doctor or as a specialty, is a noble calling. You have to be able to pick things up fast, and also make some necessary sacrifices over a period of years in order to get into a doctor's career. Before deciding if becoming a doctor is for you, it is essential that you are aware of all of the steps that you need to take on your journey. In this article, we will talk about how to become a doctor, what the median salary is, common duties, and FAQs about the profession. This is all for today, friends. My name is Beth, and this was episode 2 of Jerry. See y'all next time.